Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Trailing the incumbent Republican, U.S. Senator Scott Brown in the polls, the campaign of Democratic Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren is out with several new TV ads to counter criticism of its old ads, which critics labeled preachy. With just over 50 days to go before Election Day, we've asked our political team in this morning to talk about these late adjustments being made by Team Warren and what they mean. Good morning to Democratic analyst Dan Payne.
Morning, Bob.
And good morning to Republican analyst Todd Domke.
Good morning.
We'll get to the ads in just a minute, but first the big picture. Elizabeth Warren got enormous publicity with her primetime speech last week at the Democratic National Convention. Here, at the top of the ticket, President Obama is expected to crush Mitt Romney in Massachusetts. It seems like she should be flying high, yet the Warren campaign is seemed by many to be stuck in neutral. What ails it, Dan?
She's made a number of unforced errors. She claimed to be the intellectual foundation for the Occupy movement. She listed herself as part Native American, and there were conflicting stories about that that went on almost a month. She demanded that Scott Brown release his tax returns when he had already made 6 years public and she had only made 2 years public.
I think her convention speech was a lost opportunity. She had the chance to impress undecided voters and prospective donors, and instead she just recycled what she's said all along, that she grew up on the ragged edge of the middle class. And her speech had the same problem that afflicts her campaign. She doesn't appeal to independents because she is relentlessly partisan, and her persona turns off a lot of voters because she always seems to be complaining.
The story is she fails to connect, due primarily, I guess, to her TV ads like this one.
Why do women have to fight the same old battles? Women still don't get equal pay for equal work.
Todd, what's wrong with that?
Well, for one thing, the message is righteous indignation. Now, that may impress her students at Harvard, but people want to feel a politician can listen and learn, not just lecture.
I've been surprised that so many women, upper middle class professional women, did not like how she comes across in ads. They found her preachy, and some of them said she sounded like a schoolmarm lecturing her pupils.
All right, let's see if you think she's corrected it. Here's a bit of the first of the new ads from Warren.
For anyone who's had to take the extra shift to make ends meet, for everyone who planned for a secure retirement but is facing a struggle, for all the people who played by the rules.
Dan, is that going to change voter impressions of her, or what should she do?
To fix her problems, you can't just shoot some new footage with people and add a narrator and expect that people are going to see you in a whole different light.
That's right. Her message there is so simple. She's for the middle class, not for the banks. But people realize that's posturing. You know, it's not informative. And the rhetoric is stale at this point. Okay, you're for the middle class. Who doesn't say that? But when you take on Scott Brown, who grew up lower middle class in Massachusetts, not Oklahoma, you better have something that is a clear and believable contrast message.
Top Democratic operatives in Massachusetts insist that even though Warren trails Brown here by somewhere between 1 point to five, she's okay because the Democrats' superior ground game will more than make up the difference on Election Day. Is that right?
Well, I believe they believe the ground game will make up for their not being effective in creating ads and publicity. That's what Martha Coakley's campaign people thought. But it's kind of defeatist. You're saying, in effect, our candidate will not be as popular, our advertising isn't as good, our message isn't as compelling, but this is such a one-party state, we'll win anyway. Now, is that rationalization inspiring? The reality is 64% of the state's voters are not Democrats. They're mostly independents and some Republicans. Brown has been pitching to the 64%, plus disenchanted Democrats. Warren is counting on turning out her base, not expanding her base, and that's a gamble.
The race is slipping away from Warren. The state has 4 million registered voters, and most of them are going to turn out in November because this is a presidential year. So if workers are knocking on doors and making phone calls, that only helps if the person you're contacting likes and supports your candidate.
First debate between Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown comes next week. It'll be introductory for many voters to Warren. Can she afford to have a neutral performance?
She has to remember that being likable is part of the assignment, and coaching can help. The job isn't just to prosecute Brown. It's to recapture the magic that she had before she started being a candidate. The first debate is always the most important. So this will tell us if she's getting her act together.
That's right. If this debate is considered a tie, that means things would stay pretty much the same way they are. And that's not good for Warren, because she's never really had any momentum except when she first announced her candidacy. The challenge is her advisors now want to change her image. And they realize that, as Dan pointed out, if she tries to win by scoring debate points, being argumentative, she can lose on personality points, acting like a know-it-all. That's what happened to Al Gore in debate. But if she thinks she has to be very different in personality, that can make her lose confidence, and that's bad too. So she has a challenge. It could be a pivotal debate.
Okay, we'll see what happens next week, and we'll talk to you guys then. Todd Domke, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Dan Payne, same to you.
Always glad to help.
WBUR's political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne and Republican Todd Domke, both write about the Warren and Brown campaigns in their commentaries on our website. Find all their columns at WBUR.org.